Okay. So Sif Dalet starts the sugya of Sheretz Ha'aretz. The Hemshech the Gemara and Chulon Daf Samach Zayin is mavur that just like we saw by Sheretz Hamayim, that it's not mamish kipshutoy, that every Sheretz in the water that has not because keses is mutter, there's kolminei tanoim, like we saw last week, whether it means sometimes it needs fins and scales, sometimes it doesn't need fins and scales, it has to be pierced, it doesn't have to be pierced. So hu adim with Sheretz Ha'aretz, there's kolminei tanoim, and not every oifin is a Sheretz Ha'aretz aser. And that's the halachas over here, and this is the shayla over here in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim. What exactly gives a sheretz the din of sheretz hasheretz al aretz, the kiyum of the pasuk of sheretz hasheretz al aretz, whatnot? That's halachas basically here from Dalet until Sif Vav Sif Zayin. Lamaisa, these shaylas of Sif Dalet and Vav are the shaylas of which bugs a pasuk mutter to eat. Meaning all the halachas here come out at the place we're talking about are about different various bugs that if they're mekayim the right tanoim, they're aser, and if they're mekayim the tanoim shel heter, if it's talosh, whatever it is, it's mutter. I mean, we're talking here, it's important to be madgish, talking about pasuk eating bugs, but heter, eating a piece of lettuce, you see the bug crawling around, and you chomp away, no problem. And lemaisa, these are the shaylas that are less negei lemaisa. What's more negei lemaisa is really from sif ches, sif zayin ches, until about tesvav. And that's really all the halachas of svek sveka, of mir hamatsui, of achiv bedika, when yechiv bedika, when nochiv bedika. So lemaisa, these yesodes are very important because all the sveikas and all the tzimul hakal are really based on these different pratim that we're going to see here. But lemaisa, so the Olam should at some point move forward, basically until Rosh Hashanah, we hope to get to the end of that sugya, until Sif Tesvav, meaning in the end of this weekend, the whole next week is what we have until Rosh Hashanah, so we should get until Sif Tesvav Be'era, until Tesvav, and then Seres Me'etshuva will do the end of the simon, which is the halachos of bugs and fish, and in animals for that matter. Okay, so everyone should just try to pace themselves. Okay, so lemaisa, we're going to see that. So these yesodis are very important for the whole hemshach simon and most negeah shaylos in hilchos shatim, which is in fruits and vegetables that the problems we have is manenu. And lemaisa, we're going to see. Hopefully, we'll mention a few lemaisa. Some of these shaylos are mamish halach negeah halach lemaisa, even b'fnei atzmam in terms of eating bugs k'mais shein. Okay, so what's mavur in the Gemara, the kuli alma, is that you need to be a sheretz haaretz al haaretz. So if a bug is born on a pri which is talush, a pri which is not connected to the ground, so l'kuli alma, that bug is not aser, because it has not yet been sheretz al aretz until it's either going to leave the pri. To what extent, we'll see. Mi'idach kisa, mefurish in the Gemara, l'kuli alma, that not only if a sheretz is sheretz al aretz, but even if it's sheretz on a tree which is mechobel karka, not the fruit of the tree, but the tree itself, ilana gufa, that is already called the sheretz of being sheretz al aretz, meaning it's lavdaf the ground itself, but also the tree growing out of the ground, that's called sheretz al aretz, and that's aser l'kuli alma. The Gemara discusses an in-between case. The in-between case is the case of Shmuel. Shmuel says, what about if it's growing on a fruit which is somewhat extraneous to the tree, not the tree itself, but lemaisa, it's mechubar to the tree, which is mechubar to the aretz. So what is the din? Is this called a sheretz of the sheretz al aretz or not? It's crawling around on that fruit, or inside that fruit. So zakt Shmuel, kishus sheret kliya be'aveha ar asurim. Lemaisa, like everyone already is familiar, the Gemara is mefakfik on Shmuel, raya's lekan lekan. Akdekach that lemaisa, lehalacha tashayel nirushayim, how exactly do we pask? Do we pask in Shmuel's din or not? Meaning, is a bug which is born on a fruit connected to a tree, is that like talush and it's mutter to go eat that fruit? Or is that aser? Rabbeinu Tam already, the Tesis brings on a mebeis, that Rabbeinu Tam and the Rav Yah, that goes, Maimini brings a tshuva b'shem Rashi, that they were all mekel. Lamaisa, the Tesis already brings the Bahag, the Rif and the Rambam and Machmir. So Lamaisa and Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like Shmuel, that that's Sifav. In Sifav, we pass in like Shmuel, that Lamaisa, as long as it's Hitliya, as long as the bug is born, the mechubar, ma'isa kaimel ma'isra. Is the shita of these gedolei rishonim lekula used as a tzirif? So like I said, that's going to be left for the hemshech of the simin, the next couple of sifim, which are all dealing with the shailas of Mi'ir HaMatzoi, Nsveikos, the Rabban and the Raisa. Ma'isa, the basis is very shtak, that rei rishonim ramachmer and zech ramachmer, but mi'idach kis, ma'isa, it is Rabbeinu Tam. So we'll have to see. Okay. Now, there's another shayla in the Rishonim, and that is, that we all saw, and that is the shayla of Sif Dalet. And that is, let's now assume we pass in Shmuel. So lemaisa, a bug which is born on a fruit which is connected to the tree is aser because it's a sheretz hasheretz al aretz. It's as if it was on the ground. So let's just talk about the fruit. It could be this clara is also true about the ground, Yishladim, but let's just talk about what's before us, and that's the clara of the fruit. So lemaisa, we're saying that what? A fruit, this is what Shmuel svar. A fruit's connected to the tree, tree's connected to the ground, that's aretz. So what about sheretz al aretz? So we saw machlokes rishonim. What about the Tanai of Shoretz, of Shritza, of moving around, of being Reichesh, being Menanea? So Lamaisa, it's Machalik Zishenim. So Rashi Udi Ime, Rashi and a couple of other Rishenim, they learn that Rashi's Mefurish in a few places, but what the Rishenim bring is the Rashi and Amid Beis, that Dafka, when it's Mahaleches Betoich HaKishos, when it's actually being Reichesh in the Kishos, that's when it has a din of Sheretz HaSheretz Al Aretz, and that's how the Torah passings, Al Pi the Rosh, Gos Maimidi B'Shem the Ram, and not like the Rashi and the Ran who are Machmir. Now, Lamaiso Tosfos brings this Rashi, and Tosfos brings a few practical examples. It's Mavur and Tosfos, and some Achrayim point out that which we say that Lefi Rashi, it has to be Sheretz, could be it's enough that it could be Roy for Shritza. It doesn't have to be Sheretz Mamish, it has to be Roy Shritza. It has to be in an open place, has to have enough space and room and time to actually run around. Tosfos talks about cases where it's under some kind of appeal, stuck in some kind of a hole, in some kind of place where it's Pashit cocooned in there where it can't move. Other Achrayim point out that it could be if the Sheretz, either by nature, let's say by nature, it doesn't have legs, push it. So kind of an amoeba or whatever it is. You find a kind of a thing that doesn't, it's born with no legs and no method of movement, no method of getting from place to place. So that could also be, even though it's not stuck in hole, so that would be mufkula from Sheretz to Sheretz to Aretz. And it says that could be even according to the Machmirim, even according to the Rashba, who holds that there is a Tanai of Sheretz to Sheretz to Aretz, it could be that he'll be masking when the Bechefza is something that can't move. Because what's the Rashba ultimately saying? That which the Torah says, Sheretz Sheretz Al Aretz, it doesn't mean Befoil Mamish. It means the Bechefza is something that is a bug with legs on the ground. So it's punk not moving. It's like the Rashba, it's punk stuck in a hole or it's in a mitzum, something place. Afal Pekin has dinner Sheretz Sheretz Al Aretz.
Would that be even if it's born on the ground?
Can
it take this
bug? Yeah, so L'chayra, everything we're saying about the pre, L'chayra Kishtal to the ground Mamish, but let's leave that. Okay, so Al Kapanim, that is the Machlok Shem. On this Machlok Shem, the Chayyab says, Rabbi Shem Mekel, it could be Mekel, as it passed in the Chayyab of Dalit, and in Shulchan Aruch, you don't see a Chayyab Lahedya. So the Chayyab is Zichar Mekel. Now, the Ramah, like we said, is not Chayyab Lahedya. There's a Shayla in the Achrayim, how to learn the Ramah. The Ramah, I'm sorry, did I say Sivdal? It's Sivav, right? Yeah, Sifav. So the Ramah does quote a different part of the Tribus of Rashba, which speaks about a little black schmutz on a pri, which comes from the beginning of the development of the bug, which obviously is not crawling because it's not a bug, it's actually just the tchilas rikuma shel ha-telas. So many achrayinim, the shach included, the goin, so they say that this Ramah is really intending to be machmir, because this Rashba is really the Rashba l'shitasa that you don't have to move, and that's why he's being machmir on this rikum. Okay, so the Shach has a diuk that Lamaisa the Ramah didn't really paskin it so stark, he only paskin it Torah's Chumra, which again, I'll mention, will be important for the Hemshech of the Simen, for Sfek Sfekas, for Shailas of Chumra's Midarabanan. So we have to keep it very important to keep in mind here what exactly is Mekir Adin, what's Mutter, what's Asr, and what's only Chumra. Fine. So, but Al Kapanim, what? The Mechaber paskin the Kula. The Ramah comes and mentions this Rashba, which that most Achrayim seem to be saying, means that the Ramah is talking Machmir. The Shach says Machmir, but not Mekir Adin, just the Chumra. The Ma'aseh the Aruch HaShulchan, this has to be looked into a little bit. The Aruch HaShulchan Tain is that the whole thing's a mistake, and he says the Gemara Chul and Afsam Chdalet Ayn Sham. He learns Al Pi Vak Gemara that Avada, what the Ramah is discussing, which is the beginning of the development of the bug, which leaves some kind of black schmutz on the pri. That's also the Kuli Alma. And Zakhtar, don't think that Lafi the Mekilim, they'd be Mekel about the Shaila also, and the Machmir be Machmir the Shaila. Vada, not everyone agrees this is Aser. And he says, very Pasha Dasvara. When do we have a Tanai that the thing has to crawl around? When it could, when it has legs, when it's Shaykh to that. But if this is part of the bug, which the Torah Asered, and it happens to be a part of the bug, which doesn't have legs, which doesn't have Chias, it's just some kind of Schmutz that comes off the beginning of the development of a bug, then Avada Lakuliyam, that's Aser, the Inmal Dabir, so the Archa Shulchan, that's the Archa Shulchan Simkat and Zayin, learns that there's nothing to talk about, and that's the Kuliyam, and the MS Mameli have no Raya from the Ramah that he's Machmer Mekel, it could be Moida to the Machat. Masking to the Mechaber that we're Mekel. The Maisa there's Ha'ara, because the Darkei Moshe, in the Darkei Moshe, the Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe is Machmir. He brings Esav Hetzah to be Machmir. He leaves it out of Shulchan Aruch, which always becomes a very interesting debate. What do we do when the Ramah is Machmir and Darkei Moshe, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything? Here he does say something, it's not clear what he's saying, so we'll leave it at that.
The Metzias has been starting to grow, the Kul Yama has been shared to Sheretz Al Aretz. Then it gets legs, so it's it loses that din until it's right. It's a
I don't know about the bug itself. I'm saying a bug which eventually is going to develop into a crawling bug, l'chayr l'fiv mekilim, that has a tonight that it has to develop. This seems to be some kind of chiluk of it that as it develops, it sheds, it leaves off some kind of
pirsha.
I don't know. We're not talking about a bug that died and stopped at that point. I think we're talking about a bug that continued to develop and leaves over humakum shemaskil atlas esrakim, meaning the bug itself actually continued and it leaves over some kind of leftover. Okay.
Its masculine stays right there. It's starting to
develop.
Yeah,
it's a bug.
Right there.
Four of
it's a bug, but it's a baby one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it becomes
usher
and then becomes mutter.
Yeah, okay. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. Okay, you have to check with the Matzis what we're talking about. Are we talking about the kol kuloy of the zach or something that it leaves over? Okay. Check samachdal. Matachas ma'aseh nechanami. That would be the aside. The kol oy the Torah asked it. It's the Rosh Hashanah having a gemara. So the Torah asked it. Not in a tonight that it came to come. So that's the gemara in Kulin. That's the gemara. You have to see what the gemara brings, a drasha, whatever the Rosh Hashanah is learning from that gemara. Fine. Al Kopanim, so this is the Machlok Sushonim, Dasa Ramah is not 100% clear, but Lamaiso the Machaber's Medical, and at least Lafida Ramah, there will be Makom Lahakal with Sveikas with other Tzirufim, but it seems at least Lechatchil or Machmer like the Shach.
What the Machaber is Medical as a Shmuel?
Right.
Machaber is very
no.
specific. It's Medical, it's a Vav, when it's Mechumer.
Oh, yeah, one second. It's very nice, very nice. I'm always pointing out very important Hara, and that's the Hara I want to get to now that we discussed a few people that Rav Chaim made when we were learning the Sukkot. And that is that L'chayra, the Divrei HaMekilim, which L'maisa L'beisoyev says for every Mishayim, that's every Paskin, Divrei HaMekilim, L'chayra Tzarechi and Gadol. Because L'maisa V'ashteitar, what's the Rashba saying? The Rashba agrees with what Torah says. The Torah says, has to be Sheretz HaSheretz, the Rashba doesn't deny that. Elamai. The Rashba is saying, like Harbei Dinei Torah, the Torah is not talking about the Mikra and Befoil, what's L'maisa happening, is it crawling or not crawling, that's insignificant. We're talking about the Cheftz of what is this bug, is it a Sheretz HaSheretz HaAlertz? So the Rashba says, if it's a bug with legs and it's on the ground, so punk, this happens to be a lazy one, or this one has, you know, broken legs, whatever it is, and it's too tired to, whatever it is. Avada, bechefta, this is a sheretz, al aretz. You don't need befei all the shritza. But l'chari, if you look in the Hemshech and Gemara, what do we have? So we have a Gemara in the Hemshech, that's really the other half of this sugya, and that's Sif Dalet. The Gemara has, kol mine sveikus, what exactly gives the din of sheretz, al aretz? And it's mavur from the Gemara that we avada don't need it to actually go onto the ground and actually crawl around. That's clear to the Gemara. The Gemara has sveikas, six sveikas. What exactly does give it a din of sheretz sheretz haaretz? What exactly is the gader of sheretz sheretz haaretz? And the Gemara kayudua has all kinds of sveikas. It jumped out of the pri and then it died in midair. So it was alive out of the pri, but it didn't get a chance to crawl around. It went halfway out of the pri. It went from the pit to the flesh of the pri. It went from the flesh of the pri to the outside of the pri without jumping up into the avir. It went from pri to pri. Suffolk after suffolk after suffolk. And lemaisa, the maskana of the gemara is teku. All the poskim, the rishonim, the referee says teku di sura isadareisa suffolk suffolk di aslachomra hachi kaimalon shulchan aruch sevdalet. So lemaisa, the rishonim will point out that these sveikas are talking about something that started off beheter, meaning what's beheter, like we know talush. A pre which is disconnected from the tree, so mela, it's not a sheretz sheretz al aretz. And the Gemara is saying, what different various things could possibly make it a sheretz sheretz al aretz? Certainly, if it jumps on the ground and crawls around, and the Gemara has a suffix, even less than that, perhaps, could make it a sheretz sheretz al aretz. All these various different funny cases, halfway to the air, dies of chulin. So, l'chayrat mavur from the Gemara, and l'maisa were machmer at all these cases. L'chayrat mavur in the Gemara, that halacha l'maisa, at least machmas a suffix, we do not need befoil sheretz sheretz al aretz. We paskin that the taich of the pasuk, or state in Torah, sheretz sheretz aretz, does not mean shritza befoil. Because you see, all these cases are not akiyim of the din shritza. They're some other kind of din of perish, of going out, of moving, of this and that. So, l'chayra, how could Rashi say that you need shritza befoil, and it's not enough to just have legs and to be bechefta a bug, you need shritza befoil, l'chayra, it's against the maskan of the Gemara from all the takers. So, the Aruch HaShulchan is the one who we saw the Hedya ask this question. Chazanish has a similar question from a different Rashi on Amar Aleph, which I don't want to get into the Pratim right now, Ein Sham. But the Maaseh of the Aruch HaShulchan asks this question, Pamol, he says, Kushi Gedoyla, that's in Sifkat Nun Gimel. And he's miramis to the fact that the Ran does not ask Mamish this question, but the Ran, Ein Sham, the Ran of the Rif, asks Me'in this question, meaning that the Ran already takes out from these Ibayas in the Gemara, these six Tekus, takes out from here kashas on Rashi. Says this Gemara is really difficult for Rashi. Lamizbainin, the Ran is not exactly asking this question, he's asking a bit of a different diktuk, but Lamaisa the Ran already points to the fact that these Ibayas are difficult for Rashi Shita. But the Aruch HaShulchan asks, like the Nusach we said, that the Pashat of the Maskan of the Gemara is Pashat Shver of Rashi's Halacha. So Aruch HaShulchan says the following teretz. He says that avada, shitas Rashi is you need rechisha. Rashi says nanua rechisha shritza. You need a mamish b'foyel mamish, like Rashi said by a bug that's born b'mechuber. Even b'mechuber where it's born, Rashi says there's a tanai shritza. So like avada, there's a tanai shritza. So if it's born b'talosh, again we're talking about all the ibayos talking about b'talosh. Walking around inside the pre b'talosh, the etzem moving is garnished because that's not our art. Talosh, right? That's a pre etz b'talosh. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chayyar, the Gemara is, he goes on Pirsha Mesa, where it goes out, La'avir Olam. The question is Rechishas Avir Shmei Rechisha or not? Meaning, Lysa, when a bug goes into the air, you know, it's moving around in the air, it's wiggling, it's moving. And, you know, like similar to what a Sheretz Oif does, which is a whole other type of a bug, you know, flying bugs. So maybe Rechishas Avir is also called Rechisha, and that's the Baya of the Gemara. Now, Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan gets stuck, even though he turns this into part of his Shtekel Torah. But the Lashon Rashi is that Dilma Loi Bai Shritza. That's Pachas Yosef, I'm quoting the Lashon Rashi. That you don't need Shritza. So the doctor, yeah, Dilma Loi Bain and Shritza, that's Lashon Rashi. So Dr. Chashulchan, Rashi means Loi Bain and Shritza Ba'aretz. But about the Shritza you need. He's referring to the regular classical Shritza of Sheretz Aretz. That's what Rashi refers to. But about when he says Loi Bain Shritza, means you need Shritza. Okay. Hadoichik Bozeh Mavur Elako. That to learn Rashi like that is very difficult. And the emes is that I don't understand Bechal, because Lamaisa, there's other Ibayis in the Gemara which have Sveikas without Avir. What about from the pit to the flesh? What about from the flesh to the outside? That maybe you'll tell me is Avir, but clearly that's also not in the Avir. But within the Pri itself, from the Garen, from the top to the bottom, the inside the Garen to the Gagar Garen, from the Garen to the flesh, where's the Rechisha there? Elamai, Rechisha's Pri Shmei Rechisha? That's for sure not. The Pri is the whole Heter. The whole base of the whole makar of the whole heter of talish, because a pre is not the aret. So avi yotami shnekel toira. But what is the Aruch HaShulchan going to do with the rest of the ibayis of the gemara? So lemaisa, the chayyur there's makom to learn Rashi by fenacher, to learn Rashi and to learn bechal the tanai of rechisha by fenacher. And that is like this: that avada it's clear from the ibayis in the gemara, and Rashi never argued on this. That you don't need shritza b'foil al ha'aretz. Now, Rashi's point is like this: that if you have a bug which is born by mechuber, being born by mechuber, that's not enough. That's not already going to be magdered as a sheretz ha'shoretz al ha'aretz. It's al ha'aretz because the mechuber is the aretz according, because the pre mechuber is the aretz according to Shmuel, but it's not sheretz. So, how do you make it a sheretz ha'shoretz? So Rashi told you, listen, if it's on the pre and it's not going anywhere, so I'll tell you one very simple way to be sheretz. Walk around. That's for sure a key of Sheretz al Aretz. To be Sheretz, yeah? The most simple way to be a Sheretz al Sheretz is to be Sheretz. Very simple. Clarish the Gemara Zaktashi, maybe there's other ways to be Meichal the Din, to give the bug a Din of Sheretz al Sheretz al Aretz without Shritza Befoil. What's that other avenue that we have? What's the other method? What's the other thing that we could that we could do, that the bug could do to give it a shame Sheretz al Aretz? Says Rashi, says the Gemara, different Ibayis, which Pachas Yosef are all mustaviv on the halacha of Prisha. Meaning, a bug in its natural habitat, in its Rubisayu, in the place where it was created, there, says the Torah, it has no metzias. It doesn't have metzias, it doesn't have a shame bug. It's tuffel, it's command alessa, maybe it's like it's a part of the pre. Maybe it's command alessa bechal. Something that just develops and never moves and is stuck inside the pre. It's like a command alessa. Once the bug, all the bias of the Gemara clear, once the bug starts acting like a bug, and it starts leaving its natural little cocooned, like its womb, kaviyachal, and it starts heading out into the world and starts acting like a regular bug acts. Like when we look around, if you see a bug on the table, you say, ah, that's not a bug, it's not crawling, it's not a bug. Well, that's a bug, like all bugs. Some bugs are crawling, some bugs are not crawling, but if it gets its shame bug, the rega, that it's pirish from its ribisayu. So that's clear to the Gemara. And it's clear to the Gemara that if you pirish mamish and it would land on the ground, even if it wouldn't be reichesh b'fayel, it's clear from the Gemara that would be also. And even according to Rashi, that's true. Because even though it doesn't have a shritza b'fayel, when did Rashi require a shritza b'fayel? When it has nothing, when it's stuck in its little cocoon, where it's born, the Torah says that's not chash of a beria, that's not chash of a chefta of a bug, b'fneas, until it does something, until it acts like a bug, until it's sheretz al aretz. So if it starts crawling b'mechaber, sheretz al aretz. But b'talosh, kol oid, that it doesn't leave, and it's in its little place, and even if it crawls, because crawling on the talosh is not going to give it a shame shritza, because that's b'talosh. Well, but regular starts being pirish from where it lived, and it starts being like a regular bug in the world, so then we have a clear. Hey, it's not crawling, but that's a regular bug. That's a bug. It's not in its womb, it's not in its cocoon, what the Rishonim here call the Rabise. It's no longer in its Rabise. It left its place, so maybe over there, that's called a regular bug. Ubazen is stopping all these six ibayas of the Gemara, and lamaisa, and these ibayas were poshut l'chumra. That not only is a prisha legamri from the pre give it a shame sheretal arts, but even a prisha b'miktas, even if it goes to avir olam or it crawls out over here, it goes from pre to pre, anything it does to basically be kaveh shem la'atzmai, to be poshut itself from the pre, from the place where it was just bottle and tuffle to the pre and command alessa, and it shows that it's like a regular bug and it comes down into the world like a regular bug. Kol ki agavna, that's the takeaway of the Gemara. What do you think? Okay, so let's see. So I'm going to try to be masbir a little bit more. What's that? Yeah, so what I'm saying is that Rashi, at least b'midas ma, really Rashi, b'etzim, the types of the pasuk, agrees to the Rashba. What was the Rashba's point that we said by Mechaber? What was the Rashba do with Sheretz HaSheretz HaLaretz? Teretz is, that the Torah b'derech klal, it's like this, Teretz is not makbid on the foil crawling of the actual bug. It's totally on it, b'cheftza being the type of a bug, the sug bug, which is the Sheretz HaSheretz HaLaretz. So the Rashba held the etzem mitzias that it has legs and that it's on mechaber. That's enough for me. I'd stuck an old together. So Rashba holds that's not enough. And b'chi agavna, it's still not a sheretz shoresel arts. But there are other things, and that's nistapku chazal b'zeh. Other things that it does to act like a bug, which could also replace shritza. What's one of the things a bug does? It starts moving. It starts being a bug. It leaves its place where it was born. It starts acting like a bug in the world. It leaves its cocoon. Kaviyachol. So Bazan is stopping Gemara. Now Lamaisa L'chor, there's a couple of different rayas to this Yisayid, and just a couple of difficulties in the sugya, which I think we'll understand with this Yisayid.
The saying that when it came out of the fruit, let's call it,
it did something. It's kaveh Hashem la'atma, let's say. Like, b'lavach was bottle, is command the lesser.
Now it makes it that it's better than the bug that was born in the makom ha-ultimate sheretz.
Yes, I just think there's two halakim in a chanami. I hear ha'ara, but l'maisa there's two halakim in this pasuk. There's the al ha'aretz, and then there's the sheretz ha'sheretz. So you're right, b'mechubber, he's pointing out, b'mechubber, Rashi's more makel b'mechubber. Yeah, teretz is that that's a galat akim of al ha'aretz, but in terms of sheretz ha'sheretz, says Rashi, there's no bigger stira to sheretz ha'sheretz than something that develops within the little pre and its little hole and just doesn't go anywhere.
And something that left its original makom.
That's already more sheretz ha'sheretz. Right. Okay, you're making ha'ara. Now, l'maisa, so just lefize, and maybe this will help us understand this yisayid a little bit better, is l'mashal like this. We all saw the machlokes. It's also machlokes in Rishonim. It's the machlokes telling the girsus, and it's kipshutai 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. That which the Gemara is talking about, pirish mace. So it doesn't mean it died inside and fell out, but does it mean it came out and died in midair? So l'maisa l'halacha, it seems, the shachali says that the ikar halacha is that we're mekel. The ikar halacha is that if it dies inside and comes out, we pass him like the rush maker again, that's not called a pisha. So lefiyat dvar ma'ilu, what we're saying, l'chor it's a shtickle more muvan, that the pshat is, and the rush says, like, you know, it's not right to be stopping such a thing, so pasha that it's beseder. Because if the pshat is, that kol oy, that it's in its ribise, and it's in cocoon, and in the place where it will develop, it's not kaveh Hashem la'atzma, it's like a command lesa. The Torah doesn't recognize, like, a bria klusha, a bria griya kazeh. So then we could understand that if it dies in that matziv and then puncta just happens to fall out, then it's really not, oh, this is a bug. That's not a bug, that's a dead whatever it was. So if whatever it was not a bug lefi dine Torah, so then the fact that it just happens to pop out afterwards, that's not going to be kaveh Hashem ma'atma, oh, it left its rabisei, it didn't leave its rabisei. Shamtei kurasa, it died as a rabisei, so whatever the hagdara was then, like chelika the priya, command lesa, hu adin. And that's taka der kalacha hagam, that, okay, lemaisa samri shayna mechelik, that the fact that it came into existence as a dead bug, that also is enough. Okay, that's just one nekuda lefiza. The maisa lefiza, I think it's also the pshat in the Prima Gadim. That, I don't know if everyone saw it, the Prima Gadim, Sifkat Nir Aleph, says a very different thing, which comes out to be a big kula. And this is something that also very negay halacha maisa, which we can see in the Hemshah. And that is that we have halacha like this, that if the bug started inside the pri, betalosh, and then it climbed its way to the roof, so that's a teku and that's aser. So if you see a bug crawling around on the roof of a talish pri, it's a problem because we say it came from the inside to outside, it was pirish. So the Prima Gadim has ha'ara betzim and pshat and gemara. The gemara has a safek, mitimra la timra mahu, from one fruit to the next. So says the Prima Gadim, this is what he's saying, ayin sham sifidas yir aleph. What's the question mitimra la timra? I mean, the gemara says if it goes from the inside to the outside, it's already a problem. So in order to get from one fruit to the next fruit, you have to come to the surface first. So, l'chayr, you ready to tape a clay tusser because it came to the surface. Says the Prima Gadin, the Mashpesh Tegel Deichak, the Levush says, means two fruit were squished together, and it like went in a tunnel from one, it bored a tunnel into the next one, so Taka never came to the surface. So, Kanere, Ein Sham Prima Gadin, Kanere, this is my understanding of the Prima Gadin, And the Prima Gadol understood this for a Daichak. Not the Pasha Pshat, Timul Timul. So after Prima Gadol, they don't have to be squished together and it's digging a tunnel, they don't have to make Ukimtas. Like two fruits sitting next to each other, Taka crawled from the top one to the top of the other without jumping. I tape a clay the fact that it came to the Gaga Pri, says Prima Gadol, no. This is talking, it was born on the top of the Pri. If it started on the inside and made its way to the outside, so da says the Prisha. But if it was born on the outside, Zakta Prima Gadol, Lashon Prima Gadol, Avira Oilam Eino Mazik. Doesn't share its heter. Now, l'chayra ha'dvarim eina muvanim. We're saying that going from the inside of the pri to the outside of the pri is already, it's in a place where thus haste the bug. So who cares if it's born there? It's born in a place where it's already a bug. The teretz is, l'fi ha'dvarim eilu, that the hilchasa from prisha is not to make a kiyum, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, is not to make a kiyum of shritza. Prisha is not to say, now that is the Shritza. Shritza's Avir, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So then, it's on the Gaga Pri, Shritza's Gaga Pri Shmeshit. No, Shritza, Prisha is not for a Kiyum of Shritza. Again, Prisha is a different halacha. The Stapku Chazal Berechav Daitim understood that when a bug acts like a bug, that already puts into the category of bugs. And Prisha is one of the things, when it starts acting like a bug, that it's Purish from its cocoon, that gives it a shame bug. So if it started, if its cocoon, if its womb, if its Ribi Sahi was the inside of the Pri, and it dug its way outside, shine, it's acting like a bug already. It's like, call bugs in the Alma, they go from place to place, they start acting like bugs. Mashenkin, but if it was born there, Lamaisa's still in a pre-talish, and it never acted like a bug, it never left its Rabisei. If Das Haste Rabisei, if that's its Rabisei, so then should be any problem. So Prima Gadol is very convinced about this. Arikvei Kach, then in Sivkant Lamed Aleph, in the Sifsei Das over there in Lamed Aleph, he says that, over there he's Medayik, the Shach holds not like this. He's Medayik that the Shach is really Machmer if it's born on top. And he says, Abemis, the Shach is very big Tzarchin. And he's not convinced by the Shach. And Emes says, Ayin Shom, everyone will see in Sifkat Manalaf himself, L'chayr, it's not Muchach in the Shach, Emes. And Emes, the Prima Gadol, is just asking the Tzarchin, the Mashmaus of the Shach. And Lamaisa, this seems to be Kipshutoi, the Haskama Sachreinim. The Aruch HaShulchan takes on like this for Devar Pashut. And the Chazanish takes on like this for Devar Pashut. And then you can, I don't know what they say, but then Lafize, you can learn Kipshutoi. It was born, a bug was born, just crawled. Yeah, crawled from top to top. Crawled from top to top. Well, and that's Rabbi Sayu, right? And the question is, Rabbi Sayu, right? So if it stays there, then it's taka going to be mutter. Many bugs we have are taka born and hatched on the outside of a pri. Lafi advar me'elu, such a bug, if you could be mevarer, again, we have to deal with sveikas. Maybe it was born from a chubber. Maybe it does. Lafi advar me'elu, such a bug is mutter to eat. We're going to speak soon about some practical examples. So, their ikar raya agav is from sifhei. What does sifhei say? Yeah. Who? Aruch HaShulchan says it's mutter. I'm about to say even much more than that. So the Iker Raya, Aruch HaShulchan, who does pass in Lekulot and Sivkot Mem Hem Mevav and Mechazen Ish, the Iker Raya is from the Halacha of Kemach, which without getting into Arichos, but Lamaisa it's Mavur, that basically this Sugya of bugs, the Talosh and the Mechubar and Pirsha and Apirsha, all applies to Kemach as well. They had stockpiles, bags full, kalim full of flour. And there was a big problem because they didn't have such good way, good of sifting the flour, and they had to keep it around for a long time. Bugs in the flour, big problem. Zman chazam, zman achrein as well. We're much better off. Do you have to sift your flour? I don't know. We'll see in the Hemshech. So lemaisa, the point is that it's mavur. What's the problem with kemach and sifei? What do the paiskim say? The shreinim say that we're afraid that it was pirish. So we'll see. Maybe in the Hemshech, everyone saw the prata. Maybe already that. Jumping to the walls, yes, a problem. The pre-chadish hold is not a problem. Whatever the prisha might be, we're choshish for prisha. But it's mavur, then only choshish for prisha. Now, all the chrenim say, what we're talking about dafka bugs that were crawling on inside the kemach? So to Ravada, we're talking about when you see a pile of kemach that's full of bugs, it means they're crawling around on top, from here to there. And yet still, the only isser is atzach shash prisha. So the Bina Sadam Emma says, because there's a problem in Shulchan Aruch, there's stira, when are we yes choshish for prisha, when are we not choshish for prisha. So Bina Sadam says, you know why we're choshish for prisha by kemach? Because for kemach, you know, each granule is a different pre. So, you know, to say that it didn't go from one granule to the next, that's very right. So that's why we're machmir. So it says the Chashulch Navada Nish, and he proves in the Lashon is takanat mashm like that, that Avada, the whole big arima is Rabbi Sayhu, inside, outside, on top. Because ultimately, that's what we're saying. If a zach is a food, betolosh, so the bug is mutter. It wasn't shared to Shretzal Aretz. And in order to be, to chap the iser of the prisha that we see in the Gemara, it's the teku of prisha, has to go out from its makum rebise. So up to over here, it's all one area, one makum, and it's all rebise. The Chazon Ish goes so far as to say, because Kipshuto, the Aruch HaShulchan is only saying this lagabe, all the Chazon Ish is agavar, it's simen yadalit, it's not in Yerdeh, simen yadalit, not such a long simen, I jump. So the the Chazanish goes so far as to be mistapek, he's not sure about this, that ulai, in the end he's like l'achmir, that not only by kemach and powder type materials, chomarin, but even, let's say, sometimes you have like a mush of like raisins or figs, that it's a big mush, a big pri. So even though each pri is mamish nikar b'fnei atma, so there are the bugs that float around over there. So in the end, he says it could be there, the derech is they fly away and come back. It's an emes aprisha, I don't know. But zok there he's noted to say, at least it's that even if it climbs all around the pile, inside, outside, of making tunnels in a hair, that's all considered to be sayu. And there's no din aprisha. Because again, the aside of gava pri, inside the pri, teretz is, it's not nageya. We don't really care about the makam, because that makam, all these makamas are saif kol saif makamas tlushin. They're not ala aretz. The halacha we're clearing here is not the halacha of shrits ala aretz, rather than a prisha. And the gabe prisha, it's all tali. And Rabbi Sayu, it's all tali. And did it act like a bug? Did it leave its natural habitat in Rabbi Sayu and cocoon to become like a regular bug? Yeah, so they're like, that's Clara talking about, let's say, like two apples, Stam, sitting next to each other. Yeah, yeah. So. Okay, and he's just saying, so the Chaznish has a tzad to say, but a big mush of figs, he says, could be better. Yeah, like the mushy type of thing. So I just want to add one other suffix that Lamaisa seems to have not been discussed by the Achrenim. The Shayla and the Hendrik Price game. I mean, that whole makam is Rabise. So as long as you're Kol Oid Be Rabi, it is. That whole area is their Rabise. That's where they're born, and that's where they live, and that's their Kilu initial habitat and cocoon until they leave that area.
But it's a burden. It's a burden in the bug's activity. The Kriyam Gadam also asks, so what's the difference between Mayim and Tamar Latamar? So why didn't he answer? No, but Tamar had to do an action. Went from Tamar A to Tamar B.
Okay.
Why didn't he say no? Tamar Latamar, right? He had to do a whole action. But Mayim, he was considered still. Inside his general mind, he didn't have to do such an action. If it's totally happen in the bug.
Yeah, I'm saying it's more than just action. I mean, the fact that it's moving is not going to be enough. Because like we're saying now, a bug that's born betalish and outside of pre, can be run doing the marathon around that pre and doing a lot of action, and the mice, it's still in its makam rabise. It's still in its original place where the Torah holds, that's not kaveh Hashem latzim. That's maybe because of the grayness of these broom, the shvacha berries, so it's like command the lesson until it has to leave. So let's get to the next suffix. This is the last nekuda I want to point out, Lagabe this. And that is that there is a metzias today that we know of some bugs, that the mother bug lays the egg on the surface, and the bug is born, and then as the bug is born, it immediately bores its way in to the inside of the pre. Meaning it starts outside and goes that way, goes inside. There's a thing called leaf miners, like miners, like coal miners. That the mother bug, you know, lays the egg on the outside of your lettuce or celery or other greeny vegetable, and the egg, as it hatches, these things they're miners. They mine their way into the inside. Even on a thin piece of lettuce, they find the ovi and they get inside. And they make themselves little tunnels, and that's one of the things to look for. They say in the lettuce, if you see like little tunnels, you know, traces of tunnels on your, there's different types, you know, before you get nervous, whatever it is. And so the question is. Is this called Prisha? So Maisa Ravai says that he asked the Rayashiv and he asked the Shlomo Zalman. They said that he asked them, sorry, Shevet Alevi, I think. Okay, he asked them and I had to give
it. We saw it. It was big enough already outside, right?
Yeah. Else, yeah, let's say. We know Clara was outside and went inside. So is that called, let's say, it was big enough to see. So is that called Prisha? I mean, we said being born on the outside, let's say, we'll accept that, what the Achranim say, that being on the outside, that's okay. And we're saying that the Yisrael, the Prisha, is to act like a bug, is to leave your cocoon, to leave your habitat. So the Gemara speaks about all the cases of going outwards, from the pre to the flesh, to the outside, outside, outside. What about the opposite way? So they were Masufik about the Shaila, and they held that in the Shaila of the Reis,
it's
you have to
be
not.
It's still in its Beitza,
it's not in its Beitza, I mean, it's born. No, well, it's born. No, yeah, it's born, it's born, even if it's born outside. Yeah, that's not,
meaning,
I don't think that's
the fine, because you need the whole point of Prisha is to give it a din eretz.
Oh.
Here's
Pumfa. Oh,
Lefidar Chashofa. Lefidar Malach is suggesting that's when you have the suffix.
Nechaname, I hear what you're saying. Well, basically, these Gedolim were, I mean, it's very Bekitzer what he brings over there. He just says that they were Machmir. Now, Lemaisa Yesh Lodon, this is a very interesting Shaila. Because Michad Gisa, Yerishtikol, Yesh Lodon, and this is, I think, a Zach, which is Sosim in the Sugya, what's the Nakud of this Prisha? So we're explaining it means it leaves a trevise, it acts like a bug, it leaves a place where maybe, but Lavachter says, it's bottled to Mandalesa, it's like bottled to the pre. And here it started acting like a bug. And maybe that's only that it leaves its tefillos to the pri. It leaves the pri. It leaves it, or it starts at least heading in that direction. I mean, bugs are born, they have a little rabisi. At that point, the Torah says it's like they don't exist, and they have to leave, and they have to go out. Even without Sheretz HaAretz, they have a shame Sheretz HaAretz. So here, we just told them what the nekud is. If the nekud is just that it has to act funny, you know, act like a bug, and start going to a place that it wasn't benimta, like the Lashon HaTosfos Rush, to a place where it wasn't matzui, oh, so it left, it went to a new place. That seems to be what these gedolim held. In his shiurim, Rav Asher Weiss stated that avada chelik of the prisha, is what he's saying, the chelik of the prisha means that it's leaving the pri. That leistois, the rebisayu heter of noyled betolish, has something to do with the fact that it's tuffel and bottle to the pri. So if it digs its way more inside, there's more bottle to the pri. And haloi davarhu that loy matzinu. Haloi davarhu that okay. So there's various different tiktukim can make in that frame, but again, but haloi davarhu that pashas themas of the gemara and all the rishonim that you don't find such a case of going that way. Everything's about yitzia lachutz, like the lashon of the rishonim. So that's an interesting shayla, which is again totally in the lumbus of what we're saying. So it's clear, like we're saying the whole time, that prisha has nothing to do with being mekayim shritz al aretz. It's something to do with giving it some kind of self-identity and being kaveh shem la'atzma. And the question is, chiyah gavna that becomes more part of the pre
ma'adina. Being shared to aretz.
Yeah, maybe that's the yisoy that has to push it to start leaving. Yeah. Okay. And what maybe perhaps the biggest raya is what the ma'ar found al pi the Rambam. And that this is also l'chayra, just madgish this nekuda very clearly. So we have two ibayas in the Gemara. Pirush b'miktas, and Pirush l'avir o'ilam. And each one is independent of the other. So what's Pirush b'miktas? That it crawls out and it goes on the ground a little bit. What's Pirush l'avir? That it goes out in gansin, not miktas, but just to the avir, and then it does. So what if you put these two together? Which in the end of the day, we're machmer no l'shaya. So let's say it's Pirush b'miktas, the worm comes out of the hole, peeks its head out, and then goes back in. So it's Pirush b'miktas l'avir. So the chayra, nach all the ibayas, nach all the we're machmir here, machmir here, machmir here. So we're machmir everything together. But kach mavur b'prima gadim, the prima gadim in sif seidas sif katan yud gimel, he's bothered. What's the pshat? There's a shayla in the Yishayim Shulchan Aruch, Chaver's Mekel, Amoz Machmir. If you see a hole in the pri and it's inside there, in the hole, the bug's inside there. So the Rashba says, don't worry about it. We're not chayshus. It's not the derech of bugs, after all, to go out and go back, not the derech, so it's besedim. So frak the prima gadim, the sechar was bothering him, is so where'd the hole come from? Where'd this nice even hole all the way to the outside came? So he brings a prisha that maybe we'll assume there were two bugs. And one of them left, and the other one stayed put, because it's not the derech. Prima gadim says, oy deish loymar, maybe it knows exactly to go mamish up to the surface, mamish shaveh with the surface to make a hole to the surface, and then it goes back, and that's not called prisha. So it's mavur that they understand that halach lemaisa, if it would stick its head out a little bit, which would be pirshah b'miktas la'avir, these two chumras, would be machmir. So says the pritayar that this all sounds a bit. Okay, I mean, some of them have feet over here, feet over there. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
Does every bug that's in?
Yeah. Okay. So the pritayar just says that this whole metziyah to him sounds a little bit like science fiction. What, it knows to go mamish to the end and not go back? Because look, they're all bugs, you do a lakol, and you know, they'll stick their head out a little bit, otherwise they'll go back. What does the Rashba mean? That when it goes out, it doesn't go back? It crawls out of the thing, it goes down the block to get something to eat, it's not going to come back. And go. They don't like, it's not like domesticated animals, like animals make themselves a little like home and they go back to it. Bugs don't do that. They go and that's it, gandit. So, zok there, it's mavur, that pirsha la miktas la avir is mutter. The only problem is miktas, but on the ground, or avir and gansin. The question is mayhai. So the mice like this. He brings that it's mefurish like this in the Rambam, and it's kamat mefurish in the Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam is machal sur is based as ein. Like this. Pirshu la'avir v'loy nagu ba'aretz. Pirshu la'avir. Oy, or another case, she pirshu miktasoy la'aretz. That's how the Rambam tells two cases. It's clear. He's, in the case of pirshu la'avir, it's pirshu la'avir and gansin. Oy, she pirshu miktasan. Rambam says la'adil la'aretz. So it's clear this chiluk that when you're pirshu miktasa, the only isser is if half his body is taka on the ground, and by pirshu la'avir it's taka only when it's in the avir and gansin. So my high. So the pshat is it's mamish heinin advar that there are two different halachas b'chal. When a sheretz is sheretz, when it leaves the miktas and it starts being sheretz on the ground, so in a chanami half of its tail or half its body or its feet or its legs or whatever it is still in the pri, but the ma'isa has a kiyum of shritza. Sheretz ha-sheretz ha-la-aretz. Like Rashi said by a bug that's been mechubber. The most pashut kiyum you can have is shritza. In the chag, gadol mizu, kiyum of pasuk mizu, shritza. So if it's sheretz b'miktas, Gemara has a clear. But Lamaisa there were machmir. Because Lamaisa you have a kiyum of shrita. Masha Enkein, when you're pirish la'avira oilam, so like we said, be'etzim all the yibayis are not talking about a kiyum of shrita per se. They're just talking about some different havana chazal had to give it a shame shartal arts, which is by leaving its habitat, by leaving its ripisayim. So there says the Rambam that it's klar that in order to leave, you have to leave. If half of its body is still in its ribisayu, don't tell me that's a shame prisha, that's it's kaveh shame atma, it's no longer tough and battle to the pri. Okay, hagam that this was also nibayi and klar this makam mustabik, but the chiluk is klar. That lagabi the kiyum of shritza, so then avada shritza. Shkein tari sharetz al aretz, sharetz al aretz. Mashenkin by prisha la'avir, but there's zikr no kiyum of shritza, so there you need, so like the Rambam, you need a kiyum of Abitiel Chutz and Gansim. Okay, so Lamaisa, this is a machlokes achrenim. Like we said, the Prima Gaon is machmer. Lamaisa, I found interesting. The Gaon, Kachriyah, but the Gaon is machmer in the Shaila. Because in Sifkot Yedal, he says Lahedya, he speaks about Mektsasan La'avira Oilam. Ein Sham. Interesting. Is Lahachmer, really?
Yeah,
why was it in Machavir?
Just read it.
It's not so weird, but.
Here, okay. Yishlo, then that's not raya, like Chaim saying, but I hear. Okay, so that's the basic yisoid here, and that's I think the yisoid hadvarim. What's going on here is that b'etzem we have two mahalchim to aser bug either with a pasha l'shar tal aretz, and without a pasha l'shar tal aretz, that a shritza mamish. So then the Rashba holds that even if it's stationary and can read the Ramah, at least we pass them as Machmir, that as long as it's Roy for Shrits, it has legs, even if it's stuck in a little hole in a Pri, that's Mechubber, or Machmir, Mechaber's Mekel. And then we have all these different tanaim called Prisha, that the Hilchus from Prisha, which gives it also Shem, Kaveh Shem Batma. So let's just mention two or three of the cases that are Shtikal Nageya to these Dinim per se, without all the various Shayas we're going to see in the Hemshech of Sveikus and Mira Matzus. So something that couple people here were discussing is what's very commonly found on the oranges, the scale citrus scales, which looks just like little black dots on the oranges. Kinimiyot, they call them in Hebrew. And in fact, these things are actually bugs, which are covered, which excrete some kind of wax-like secretion over their backs and cover themselves over with this wax-like secretion. And that's where they are. So it's interesting. Ravai says that originally, the Esther Shlomo Zalman, originally he held that like this, that l'chayra to klar, there's no shritza here. So l'chayra klar l'fi the machaber, it's for sure okay. Even for mechubber, you need shritza, there's no shritza. The thing is stuck, it has a waxy thing over it. What about the fact that the shach's machmer or machmer for the ramah? So it doesn't say there, again, many of the things in that sefer are just like piskei halachos that he like heard, but it could be. Like we said, that even according to the Ramah, it has to have legs. Maisa, in its matziv, these kinimiyot, in its matziv, on that orange, when you click it off and you look under the microscope and you see it, no legs. No legs, no movement, no nothing.
Yeah,
Tchilas Rikumai. Here, this Travis. Yeah. I'm talking about Mechubber. I'm talking about these things come also by Mechubber. We have to be choshish these things come by Mechubber. Why?
It doesn't have legs.
Oh, why not? What do you mean?
They said it doesn't have legs, and then it doesn't need...
Yes, I'm just saying, could be that's different. Could be that's only about Tchilas Rikumai. Could be a bug, which... Kol Kulai is no shaykhis to moving. Could be there, everyone's masking. There, the Tchilas Rikumai is a special Riboy Akra. Yishlod. Akobanim, the mice is a little bit more complicated, because how'd they get there? So the mice, how they got there is that Bemis, the mama bug, had babies, and they're born, and the taka crawling around. And they have these types of horns of sort, or that also dig into the pre. And this thing crawls around, finds a place it likes, sticks its horns in to the pre. Then it gets kishmaka juices coming out of the pre, and then that's it. Couch potato for life, doesn't go nowhere.
No legs?
Then it sheds its legs, doesn't need them anymore. So its legs fall off. It sheds its legs, it actually sheds most of its skin also. That's why it turns black, because it like burns its skin off or something like that. In the encyclopedia. And it covers itself with this waxy substance. Because there, and it's got its horn, it's stuck in the juices, shalom. Ad me'avesim. So l'maisa azoi. L'chari, these things, they crawl there, that's how they get there. And that's why it seems that like most people are talking, worried about these things, and very careful, you have to, how you peel your oranges, v'chulu. What's the tzad that, you know, Rosh Hashanah, I should chop this, and without getting into the different shmuras, but I don't know, you can't be saying behind the shmuras anyway. The ma'aseh, there is a tzad l'hakol. What's the tzad l'hakol? Because this is the old yisoy that we've been saying all along since day one and since Sheretz HaMayim. Well, you have to determine, are these things visible when they're being shared? They're obviously very, very small. There's some small percentage of a millimeter, I don't know exactly the numbers. This is the shiloh. Check out the mitzvahs. If l'maisa, when they're crawling around, they're not visible to the naked eye, so then they don't exist. If the first time they become into our world of nirelei naim, that's the Torah's halachic world where we see things, so then if the first time they become visible, it's red and rotten with no legs and no skin and dust, and it's just like some kind of creature with horns sucking juices with like waxy substance over it, so l'chare there is a makam l'hakol. Tachlas l'maisa, the place can assume that they are visible. What's that tolian? Good question. We're going to hopefully discuss in Hemshchel Simon exactly the sizes, whose eyesight counts, magnifying glasses, telescopes, v'chul. That's one shayla. Nochah shayla, very interesting. Now, most fruit, we have a problem because, you know, fruit start on the tree. So once we see the bugs in your house, maybe it came betalish, maybe it came b'chubers, that's Siv Zayin, that's a remachmer about the shayla. Again, we're going to have to see Altsvekas. But there is one fruit, at least one, that lamaisa, the ruba comes betalish. Now, what's that? It's very simple. Which fruits do we leave out after they're talish in the fields and in the processing before it gets to your table? Raisins, dried fruits, fruits that you take off. What happens to the raisin? So it seems that on the tree, they're quite strong against the bugs. You know, you see a fresh grape, you never see a bug over there. Maybe crawling on top, you wash it off something, but lamaisa, it's fine. What happens? They take these things and they basically put them in the sun to dry out, to make raisins. And they leave them there for a chves neshal long, weeks, months, I don't know. At that point, so at least at some point in history, in the last couple of years, they discovered that, let's say the bugs on the outside was not really such a major issue, maybe they are bugs, not bugs, maybe they're washable, maybe they come off in the industrial washing, not clear. But what they did find, and this is very difficult, is that inside the raisins, there were different larvae of some kind of egg, of some kind of sheretz. And it was clear to all the mumchim that these come only after they're talish, and that they're also never perish. They go in and they never come out. That's ruba de ruba. Amol, they also lay eggs on the outside, these things, on the outside of the raisin. Basically what happens is that the eggs, the grapes, as they are produced with raisins, they dry out. So they let off these juices, and the juices attract these things, and they make them. So ruba de ruba, they're inside, a little bit on the outside. But like we said, even on the outside won't be such a problem, because they're not choder. They're tiny little things. They don't go from one place to the other. So either they're born inside or they're born outside, and they're there. And the male, they're not perish. So, Lamaisa, there were Rabbanim b'shaita when this thing was discovered. There were Rabbanim who said halach lamaisa is mutter. There's no way to clean this. You can't open up a raisin and like scoop it out. There's no way to take care of that. So you know.
What?
In a chanami. In a chanami. So there were different. There were different. There were different tainas that once in a while it happens on the tree also, which they discovered was not exactly true. Some tainah at all, but also sometimes it's on the outside of the pri and you have this shach. Of the outside, in the chanami, l'chayr kipshutay, this is a pasha dekiyim of what we're saying, that this is mamish anoy lebatolish, and their taka, it seems, this is what at least he said over this rav, you know, one of the American kashrut organizations, that this was a problem at some point, and they taka were mekel. As long as, okay, so lamaisa, what's with the raisins lamaisa? We'll have to see, because that's all the other things. Could be these little things crawling on the outside, could be there's thousands of different types. You know, one of the common bugs that, you find in the lettuce is akarit, is mites, ticks, they call them mites, whatever it is. There's like, I think, 50,000 known types to us, and they assume that there's really millions, whatever. So, it could be there's other issues with the raisins, each one, maybe there's worms that come after, but this specific issue of these little larvae that sprout inside, this would be a perfect example of mamish ara halacha, where we know there's, even if we know there's bugs there, it wouldn't be a problem. Lamaisa will have to see
the
present.
The line you mentioned, there's nowhere to clean. I mean, that's it. I mean, if you say it's us,
in fact, yeah, Nechanami. I'm just pointing out, like, that's it. Either you ask for the raisins or Nechanami. I understand. I don't think it's not so chiyuni to eat raisins. Now, the third example is also Nige, and this is what Rabbi has been pointing out for a couple days already, is that one of the modern ways of growing things is in chamamot, you know, in greenhouses. Now, some greenhouses are just like chlorified covers over earth. But then there's greenhouses that grow hydroponics that, you know, grow from basically buckets of water for the most part. They grow the vegetables out of there. And basically, this is the shayla that does actually exist in earlier achrenim of an atzit shein anakov. We have a din called sheres hasheres al ha'aretz. Aretz, guess, means the land. What about a piece of aretz, a piece of karka? So, you know, we're learning Reish Beis in the morning, whole shayla, what's called karka legabe kinyonim, a piece of karka, the karka itself, karka oilam, what are we talking about over here? So again, very interesting. He asked Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, Rav Shevet Alevi. Those are the three he basically asked all the shaylas to. And the Gedolim that Rafai asked said that if you don't have a raya, l'chayr yachmi machmir. They understood the yachmi machmir. So even they, it sounds like, weren't 100% clear. They said l'chayr yachmi safik. Oh, so the Kmiyus and Pitrius, so the Etzem case, no, because the Etzem case was going where it was on the ground.
Right.
But L'maisa, the emes is over there. Here's the Minchas Yankiv, in Klal Mem Vav. Minchas Yankiv is the Pedrish and Teres Chatos, which is the Sefer that the Rama wrote, that keeps getting quoted over here. I'll save it this Hetter. So Minchas Yankiv has Mamish this Suffolk, not of hydroponics, but of Atzit Shein Anakov. He's Masupik about this Shaila. L'maisa, if you look in the Darkei Moshe Aruch, there's a Pedrish in the Mechon Yushlayim called Erech Mishar, and there he's Machmir. He says Klaretz L'chamer. L'maisa, I was told that there's a Shlomo Kluger somewhere that is Mekel, the Pshitus, but I have not yet found the Maram Makam. Anyone who finds the Maram Makam can be Mzakele. So, but it comes out, L'chayra, at least, you know, based on, we're seeing various different Pshitus, it seems, and the Minchas Yankiv himself, Tera Shlomim, so he is Mstapik. So, Memelo would be a Shail of Seke Dedina, and L'chayra, we'd have to be Machmer, and that's based, Pachas Yosher, that's what Ravai was told by the various Gedolim, they have to be Machmer at the Shail. What comes Nageya is if ultimately it's just a suffix, Sveikat Dina. So again, this is the coming Sugya of the next week or two. And that is, but you know, many of our vegetables, specifically the ones grown in the hothouses, are what's it called? Some of them are mamish super clean, you don't need Bedika Bechal. But even the ones that have a Chiv Bedika because of Mir Hamatzoy, but if it's only Mir Hamatzoy and then you have the suffix, and maybe, let's say we'll determine that Mir Hamatzoy is only a Chiv Bedar Abanim to check, and it's not really Mikra Adin. So then if you have a suffix, whether this is called Talash or Mechubar, that would be a suffix Derabana, Lekula, and that would pater you from. So the Maisa, this becomes the Geya, a Shemitah, when in order to get out of Shemitah issues, many things are grown, hydroponics, you know, with the water, and in things that, it's another Nachol Sugya, what's exactly called Atzit Nakov, it's Shein Nakov, Nachol Kisushen and Megitin Dazayin, but whatever, let's say we'll have something that Lekuli Yavim will be Atzit Shein Nakov, so then we'll have this Shaila of the water grown vegetables.
From the mushrooms, the whole reason that the mushrooms are in the end is because of the
Fulgur. Yeah, so the question is, so this is what the place can discuss. Let's say I would have a mushroom that's growing out of a flower pot that's like a metal flower pot, whatever it is. So would we say that's also mechubar lekarka? Or no, karka means, you know, earth, like the earth itself. That's the shayla.
You have a rebach and a minus here, different between at the end of the day, they don't get nourishment from the ground.
Yeah, all you can call that mechubar.
From the ground,
but it might not be ground.
It might not be ground. It is yoga.
Yeah, it's all from earth, meaning, that's a question, it's a pot of earth.
But we see the
unique
community.
Okay, but maybe, what does mechubar mean? It's character.
It's
character. That's
the
question. Yeah. In Simon Reish Beis and Chesh Mishpat, if you want to buy your flower pot, you want to buy the earth in the air, that's karka. You have to do, you can't do kinyan metal flint, you have to do kinyan Kinyane Karka, Kinyane Kesishtar Chazak. Yeah. So that's the shayla over here. Okay, so that's Pachas Yisr, the various shaylas that are Negea here, Lamaisil. But again, these are the shaylas that are going to be Negea for Hemshir Chasimin. There's just one other Nikudi I want to point out. This is a very fascinating issue, which I've been discussing with some of the Chashav HaMilcham here. By Shar Tamayim, I think this is partial to everyone. Shara Tamayim, we know that bugs that grow in the water in a kli, stam, a real kli, mamish, you know, the cup, it's mutter, right? If I take a shark, I put him into the water, and it has a baby in there, is that shark mutter to eat because it's born in Kalim? No one thinks that's mutter, right? I was not sure last night. I could think of. That's partial also, right? Why? Grew in Kalim? Torah says, grew in Kalim. So the answer is because there's a Yisoyed, and this is the Gemara Mechayrus that. You said called Yoytim and Atame Tame. Something that comes out of something Tame, meaning Asr Bachilo, is also Asr. So if you came from a shark, you're a shark, that's it. So even if you're born in Kalim, that's not going to take away the fact that you're a Yoytim from a shark. So what's the case of Kalim? So that's what we spoke about. The case of bugs in Kalim are the things that, Rafi Chazal, are considered to have grown on their own, meaning they come from microscopic bugs. even though those microscopic eggs, even those eggs really came from something tiny. It's not called a yotze because it's invisible to the naked eye, so that's called like it came out of nowhere. But if you come from a yotze, then you're in trouble. Yes, that's the chayr symbol. I think that's everyone understood, and that's why there is still no kosher shark restaurant. Now, what's with our halacha? So, are we going to say that the entire simen? This is what I thought that our whole simen, all the heads are bugs if they only come from microscopic bugs or microscopic eggs. But if they come from visible eggs, then already you have a problem of yaitze. You have the same problem. I saw the ant lay an egg. Now it grew very nice. It grew over here. But I say you're the son of an ant. The son of an ant is an ant. So, b'chayr it's clear not like this. It's clear and it was clear. Just mamish understood to all that chayrinim that we're talking even about visible eggs. And even if you would visibly see it, be born, you know, you see this sheretz come lay its little larvae or whatever it does, and you would see it, you know, and many, if not most of these bugs are taken near lay and even the eggs. And yet still their mutter. So the chayr, why? You have a problem of yetze. So this is like a very interesting question. This is a question that's asked, I saw at least, you know, Ravai points it out, different various Heidegger svarim, which is very interesting because, you know, what happened for the last 1,000 years. So there's a sefer from Achsel Yoh from Rafak from England. So he times like this, he says in the Gemara in Tmura that says, let's say there's a bird, a chicken. Chicken's a kosher bird, but if it's a trefa, it has a hole in the lung, so then it's a then you can't eat it. So let's say a trefa bird has an egg, and that egg hatches a good chicken. That's not a trefa. Could you eat the bird or not? So Gemara in Tmura Laman Aleph says, yes, you could. I yoytze min hatame, because a trefa is tame, now I eat a trefa bird. So the Gemara says, no, eggs are exempt from this rule. Why? Because when an egg starts fermenting, starts being mithraking, starts turning into a chicken, first, before it starts being misakim, it gets like spoiled. I guess it's some kind of like fermentation spoilage process, and then it develops into a chicken. So at the point which it spoils, that's not edible. It's called pirsha ba'alma. That's like the sweat that comes out of a trefa thing, and that has nothing to do with yotze. Once it becomes like garbage, that's not yotze. So you're putter from the din of yotze. So says Rafal, lachera. That's the answer here also. When these little vermin, whatever, give birth to these eggs, as you tell me, you'd say, so same halach, you see that eggs in their development process, they become asriach, and they lose their shame, you'd say, and that's it, shalom yisrael. So this sounds to me like a bit of a chiddush. First of all, I mean, I'm not such a great scientist, maybe he knows more than me about the science of eggs, maybe your bug eggs are different than chves eggs, and this, who knows, I don't know, first of all. Another ha'ara, Ravai brings from Zalman Nechemia about this Torah is that maybe over there, that's by a chicken egg. It starts out edible, becomes unedible, so then it becomes oisoyotze. But you know, like bug eggs could be mitchila or not edible, and yet still they have a dinyotze, so maybe they don't lose their dinyotze. So what's going on over here?
The shark now is mutter based on it. In our shark case.
Oh, yeah, shark. Now we're going to have the problem there also. So again, you're saying if it's an egg?
Yeah.
That's another issue that has to be dealt with. So I'm just saying lemaisa like this, that that this chiddush, this what he's saying is like a shtickle chiddush. It's a shtickle shver to me that there's stimus advarim. No one mentioned that the whole pedal that we're learning, you have to know this major yisoy, that all these bugs really batsim should be also as yotze. And we're telling Tzuah, Gemara, and Lamed Aleph, and Tmura that batsim it loses the yotze. Sounds like a chiddush to me. And I thought maybe we could understand this whole story a little bit differently. And that is like this. The Chazon Ish says, that's what Mar is pointing out. Says the Chazon Ish, it's not mistaver that by the din of Mayim, that if it's born in a kli, it's okay. So he says, it's clear, that's only things that are born of their own. But don't tell me that the halacha of Kalim is oiker the din of Yotze. Really, a shark has a din of Yotze, but no, special halacha Kalim takes away the din Yotze. Says the Chazon Ish, it's not mistaver b'chal. And he seems to say there another nekuda, that Yotze, yeah, Yotze nisht, but you can't take away the fact that it's a min tome. When the Torah matured fish in Kalim, said certain minim, certain types, certain heftzos of fish need snapper for keskeses. They need fins and scales. This type doesn't need fins and scales. So up there, a shark is a thing that needs fins and scales and doesn't have them. So if you're yotze from a shark, if you're born of a shark, then you're a shark, and you're a min, you're a sug animal which needs fins and scales. So the fact that you're in Kalim, says the Chazon Ish, that can't change what you are. So you can't change that. The fact a shark's a shark, that can't change. That's what the Chazon Ish says over there. The Chazon Ish doesn't discuss here by bugs of food. I just think that the pshat here is different. So the eggs of the bugs that are born on your strawberry or on your thing or anything betolish that we're going to say on the raisins, which are mutter, it's yotze. And yotze min atame tame. So it's a min tame. the Torah's heter of something edible without sheretz al aretz, like we've been saying, it's not that this sug and this cheftza is mutter. The Torah just had a tnai that until you have a din shritza, until you're mekayim sheretz, either by doing a shritza b'foil or by doing a prisha, then you're like kamanda lesa. Like you don't exist. You're bottle, you're tuffel. Not that you're a sug which is tahar, not that you're a sug which is edible. By fish, the Torah said, if you're in Kalim, this is a type of fish which is mutter. This is a dag tar without snapper for keskeses. Here, I don't require snapper for keskeses. So says the Chazanish, fine, but if you're a shark, then you need snapper for keskeses. And you can't, don't tell me shtikl Torah, we can't change the metzias. Shark's a shark. My shank in here in a chanami, I'm not changing the metzias. An ant is an ant, or whatever bug we're talking about. So attack is an ant, and when you're born of an ant, you are an ant. Here, the Torah is not mattering the sug, the cheftza of this bug. It's just saying a different yisayid. That in order for it to be kaveh Hashem Azim, in order to have a halachic metzias, without shritza, you just don't have a metzias. So until you're born, so until you're shayritz, it's not shot that you're a sug, you're a min heter, and you change to a different min. You're a min also the isser the whole time. Just plus you have to be the kind of tnayim of shritza to have a chaleis isser. And this is why some shulchan aruch have on the side here. Dalgam Rav Avra brings a famous chiddush, would also tell you in Hemshech of the crazy place that one of the big problems with bugs, with bitulim and bugs, is that in order to be bittul, you have to have bittul, shishim, or whatever bittul you can have. But the problem with bugs is that they're a beria, they're a full creature, and beria is in a bittul. So the crazy place says, yeah, but there's a rule by beria, that something that's not aser mitchilas briyasai is not a beria. So meaning, let's say you have a cow, it's a beria, and it's a kosher cow, and then it becomes an avela. So do you say, oh, this cow can't be bottled because it's a beria? So you say, no, since it wasn't asim mitzchilas b'yasa, if etzem is a kosher cow, it's not the iser nevela came along afterwards and jumped on it, that doesn't make it a beria of iser, because the beria is a cow. The iser is something that came afterwards. The crazy place he tried to say this about bugs and fruit. The bug is mutter zok there. It's mutter mitzchilas b'yasa. That ant is not a sheretz asher tzal arz. Then it's pirish afterwards, then it becomes asers. That's like nevela. So all the achronim disagree with this, chavis das, and many others. And I think the aside is like we're saying. It's not that it changes, the min changes, and it becomes a different shame and a different chefta. Just push it. The Torah gave a tenai for the chalois iser. Avad, the min is a min shal iser. It's a min of sheretz. This type of min is usher. Just in order for it to have an existence, to have a metzias, to be recognized by the Torah, so the Torah said, fine, but it has to be sheretz al sheretz al aretz. For that, you need this din of shritza. But avad, the chefta, the whole thing is usher mitzchilas b'rasa. So there's no steer to the din of yoytze. Avad, the bugs are taka usher because of yoytze. But there's a different problem that you can't have a din iser by bugs until there's a sheretz al sheretz. The Maisa, there's a lashon, the marach, or zerua. Pachas Yosef says mamish these words. I'll just read from the middle of the shtickle. The afal pishishanin, he's talking about bug eggs that are born betalish. The afal pishishanin of bucharis tafei kolayotim in a tummy zeush ain't dover acher goyim le tumase to goin chamor v'aroi pasha the donkey. Avokan shishi rutsa goyim le yisuroi. In hayotzim imenu tamei atchi yisroitz. Here, meaning in chamei tzeite, the yotzim imenu tamei, but in a tamei atchi yisroitz, because the Torah gave it a dover acher. Is a tnai acher to be goyim, the shame sheretz asheretz. Yeah, what do you say?